Now, the rest of the story. United States Admiral David Glasgow Farragut. The rank of admiral was created especially for him. And yet he is best remembered for a solitary uttered command. He gave the order in the American Civil War during the Battle of Mobile Bay. He said, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." According to popular history, that 1864 battle was David Farragut's greatest adventure. But he might not agree. You see, Admiral Farragut, the sea soldier who cursed the mines in Mobile Bay, they called mines torpedoes back then, he, David Farragut, hard-earned his self-confidence. Because many years before, when David was a young midshipman serving aboard the American frigate Essex, he was faced with an admiral-sized challenge. The Essex was cruising off the coast of Peru. She had been sent to protect American whaling ships in those waters and, if necessary, to rescue them from British men of war. And, in fact, one day she did rescue an American vessel, the Alexander Barclay. But there was a problem. The rescued whaler was unarmed, and consequently her crew was anxious. So they asked the captain of the Essex to take them aboard and safely to port. Well, the captain agreed. He sent a few from his crew to sail the whaler alongside, and he put midshipman David Farragut in command. Now, Farragut had been in the Navy 3 years, but nothing could have prepared him for the obstacle that now stood in his way, the displaced and disgruntled captain of the whaling ship Barclay. No, he would not be removed to the Essex. No, he would not take orders from Farragut. The latter tried to be diplomatic. He even asked the Barclay captain, "Should we now fill the main topsail?" Was that a mistake? The captain of the whaler shouted that he would give the orders here, and further that he was going to get his pistols and shoot the first man to obey anyone else's. And so he went below. But you know what? Instead of cowering under the icy rage of an older, more knowledgeable seaman, David Farragut, destined for greatness, remembered his responsibility, summoned his courage, ordered the main topsail filled, and with the entire crew watching, he strode down to the captain's cabin, and he told the irate old salt that any man carrying pistols on deck would be thrown over the side. The remainder of the voyage, there were no more objections, no more difficulties. Midshipman David Farragut skillfully brought the Barclay into port. And, of course, years later, he would dam the torpedoes in Mobile Bay and eventually become the United States Navy's first admiral. But naval historians suggest that it was Farragut's first command on the Alexander Barclay off the coast of Peru, which laid the foundation for his destiny. And surely that is so. Only now you know. Oh, did I mention that during the Barclay adventure, David Farragut's first experience as master of a ship at sea, that when he was spontaneously promoted from midshipman to captain, he, David Farragut, already having spent 3 years in the Navy, was a mere 12 years young. Now, you know the rest of the story.